Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, I wish I could wet my pants!
Podcrapular.
That comes with salad or soup.
Light.
I don't care how educational it is, let's do it!
Podcrapular Light.
Life is hilariously cruel.
Because Golf Widow and Andy had better things to do.
Get used to disappointment.
So you're stuck with Josh.
I happen to be a holding, stroking, loving machine. Also spank.
I've never really felt accepted at parties or nude beaches.
That young man fills me with some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
Podcrapular Light.
Listen, this is gonna be one hell of a bowel movement.
Hey, it's Josh, and welcome to another thrilling episode of Podcrapular Light. That's right, Golf Widow and Andy are busy doing whatever it is they do. I think she does something in marketing, and he, like, tells jokes and juggles and spins plates and stuff. So while they're off doing busy stuff, I'm going to take this sound file that I recorded in my basement at some point in the last week or so, I assume. I really don't know at this point when this is going to air, but I'm going to regale you with yet another tale of Podcrapular Light. Ooh, nice little pop on the T there. So one of the things that I really enjoy doing, and I've always enjoyed doing ever since I learned how, was editing audio, which is kind of why I'm the producer for Podcrapular. Golf Widow and Andy, pretty good at putting together an entertaining podcast. Better at it than I am, anyway. But to be fair, they don't have the kind of equipment I have, but sometimes some of the early Podcrapulars, even before they were called Podcrapular, sometimes sounded a little weird, like Andy would echo or stuff would drop out. And God, the first episode of Podcrapular that I was on, just full of drops and pops and other crap that basically wasted your time. The whole episode was an hour and 20 minutes, and maybe 50 minutes of it was actual content. Yeah, what are you going to do? I used to work in radio for, what is it now? For 5 years, I was a producer and board op, news guy, traffic guy for an AM station in Orlando and a couple of FMs as well. It was fun. And that's where I learned how to edit audio, and I got progressively better at it. At least I think so. I mean, I'm not the perfect imaging guy. Sometimes I neglect effects at the expense of cool music and drops and getting the sound to come in when you want it to come in, that sort of thing. But I like to think I enjoy it, and if you enjoy the previously on Podcrapular episodes that you've been hearing pretty much since I started co-hosting, then you're benefiting from all the time that I spent working overnights at the radio station. I also like to make promos for other shows. Got a couple that I'm going to play for you. I realize that we're kind of giving free advertising to a couple other podcasts, but you know, what are you going to do? This first promo is not my best work. I sort of dashed it off real quick for Soccer Girl Incorporated, which is a podcast I listen to and watch because she also does video. She's pretty hot. So, you know, if you're looking to look at boobies, SoccerGirlIncorporated.com. Here's a promo that I did for her show, for her 200th episode. The reason I knocked it together so fast is because I wanted to get it in the episode, but she never used it. But that's okay. You know, these things happen. So here's a promo for Soccer Girl.
Soccer Girl Incorporated.
This should be played at high volume.
Oh, you won't regret a single second. Trust me.
Is there any frontal nudity?
Soccer Girl Incorporated.
What is she, some great piece of ass?
I'm not the internet sex symbol for nothing.
Soccer Girl Incorporated.
I guess you'll just have to spank me.
I'll put you across my knee.
You can tie me up.
I can take it, you know?
Am I a good girl?
How many times do we have to tell you?
Soccer Girl Incorporated.
Fun will now commence.
In your reptile brain, if nowhere else.
And also recently, ever since football season started, the Fantasy Football Guys, which are thefantasyfootballguys.com, probably the best sports podcast or radio show I have really ever heard. And I worked for the Orlando Magic Radio Network, so believe me, I know what sports radio is supposed to sound like. And because I worked for the Orlando Miracle, I know what sports radio is not supposed to sound like. Anyway, those guys, they answer questions about fantasy football lineups and stuff, and it's completely invaluable. It's the most useful podcast I've ever heard, most useful advice I ever heard for fantasy football. They're usually right. So in order to thank them for their hard work every week, putting out 3 hours of podcast content, plus online stuff, plus maintaining forums, I made them some promos for their show. The music, I think it's called My Favorite Sport. It's on one of the PodSafe music networks, or royalty-free music or something. I'm going to drop in a couple of those promos right now so you can hear the exciting sound of Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore. I didn't do any voice drops for these promos because, honestly, I was lazy. But also because they said everything I needed to say. You know, I didn't have to say thefantasyfootballguys.com because they said it for me. So here's a couple of promos for the Fantasy Football Guys. Hope you enjoy them.
Let's ride.
For the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin.
Lyle.
Oh, God. Oh, fellas. No.
Kevin just got the brain.
Dude, thank God I saw a partial with his scrot hanging out.
You were completely caught off guard.
Dude, I am horrified to the point of...
What were you saying, Kevin?
You can now reach us on the World Wide Web. It's Al Gore's Internet,
Al
folks.
Al Gore's Internet, Kevin.
At www.thefantasyfootballguys.com. Oh, my God. Dude.
Let's ride.
For the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin.
Lyle.
There's a guy named Hedgecock. Plays for the Giants. His name is Madison Hedgecock.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Rock the Cowboys.
I know. I was thinking, how clash of you. How so 80s.
Yeah. 10 for 20 for a buck 25.
That's 50% to you and me, Lyle. You can now reach us on the World Wide Web. It's at www.thefantasyfootballguys.com. Click it, and it asks you, are you sure you want to do this? You have to say yes.
He did it by accident.
And here's another cool audio thing that I did that actually ended up on the radio, and I believe still is. The Andrea Shea King Show, I believe her website is shea-king.com, shea-king.com. She does a daily political talk show on the Space Coast of Florida. But also, at least the best of my knowledge, she is still doing a Sunday night talk show on WDBO, the station I used to work at in Orlando. And when she started working at that station doing her show, I was producing her show, and I produced it for a good 6-7 months, I think, before I moved to Atlanta. And one of the things that I did was I made sure that she had a really kick-ass open for her show. Now, if you ever listened to the Sean Hannity show, first of all, you have my condolences because he's a complete idiot. He's horrible, and his ego is so huge that he has an opening to his show that, you know, during election season, no lie, I've heard him do 3-minute show opens, which is absolutely insane. There is no way you need 3 minutes to tell the story of your show. When I did Andrea's show open, it took me, I guess, 3 or 4 hours to put it together for 30 seconds of audio plus another minute of music behind it. So let me play that for you. This is the opening from the Andrea Shea King Show, shea-king.com. Check it out.
You ready?
It's time to start.
This should be played at high volume.
This is the Andrea Shea King Show.
And I'm just a gal like any other gal.
That's cool.
What is this?
Do you know what this is?
The Andrea Shea King Show.
We were just talking about you.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Andrea Shea King Show.
Totally amazing.
I think you've got something there.
Andrea Shea King.
You're really going to like it.
Quite understandable.
Is on the air.
A superb choice.
Take my word for it.
Now.
Come on. It's showtime.
Make it so.
Ready, go.
Interesting fact about the Sean Hannity show. Back when I used to own d-42.com, which I don't, so don't go to it, but that was my original domain, the first one that I ever bought for myself before I ran Multiple Mentality, which was a little bit more popular than D42. Anyway, I was number one for a very long time for the phrase Sean Hannity sucks in Google. Not Sean Hannity sucks in Google, but if you were to go to Google and type Sean Hannity sucks, the first response was always my website, whether you put quotes around it or not. And I took sort of an oddly perverse pride in that, you know, I was forced to listen to this guy. He smushed out a very enjoyable, very popular local talk radio show that was just coming into its own. The guy eventually moved to Gainesville, and I believe he's still there. Smushed him out, made life difficult for everybody at that radio station. Yeah, he brought in the ratings, but sometimes you kind of have to sacrifice ratings to keep the people happy. Oh, what am I saying? I work in the media. That'll never happen. So sort of in protest, I would write bitchy articles about how much I hated Sean Hannity's show. You know, not that I necessarily disagreed with him all the time, although I do disagree with him on many key points, which I will not discuss here. What I always got on his case about was crappy radio. He would talk all over his bumps. He would not go to break on time. He would take too long to go to break. He'd talk all over his guests. He would do stupid drops. And the only radio show that I ever heard that was really honestly worse while being well-produced was, oddly enough, Josh Cohen and the Home Team. No relation to me. But I heard them one morning in West Palm Beach while I was driving back to college. And there's this piece of equipment called a 360. When you listen to a morning radio show and you hear all those crazy-ass sounds, odds are pretty good it's coming out of a 360 machine. Well, someone really needed to take away Josh Cohen's 360. It was the most annoying thing I'd ever heard, until I heard Sean Hannity. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pod Crapular Light, where you got to check out some of my awesome production work. For more information about this podcast or to leave us a message, go to golfwidow.podomatic.com. Or you can go to myspace.com/podcrapular and check us out. Gulf Widow has a website, gulfwidow.net. Andy Martello has a blog, andymartello.blogspot.com. His website, andymartello.com, I believe. I also have a blog, listener42.livejournal.com, so you can check that out if you'd enjoy it. Otherwise, I'll see you when next I see you. And hey, stay tuned to the feed. For all you know, Gulf Widow and Andy could be in this space next week, or hey, in 4 days, who knows? We're trying to knock out two shows a week, whether they're Podcrapular Lighter, Podcrapular Old School. So that's it. See ya. And remember, know yourself. Don't accept your dog's admiration as evidence that you're wonderful.